the key to all of this, the council can resolve this very easy, and that's what I'm calling them to do as a matter of urgency. Straight away, they need to go in and tidy up the land that's there, and I think then they need to put their own team together and come back with a report to see what they can do with the land and utilised in the best way, I suppose, for the public purse. There's many different ways I believe they could utilise it. If it was anybody else, to be honest, the council themselves would be the first to be notifying them.
Yeah, and we've seen that before, where the council say our hands are tied, we can't contact this landlord, or we have to go through, this is actual council owned property that they could move on very quickly if the will was there, you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. And again, I think they need to do that as a matter of urgency, and it's something that I'll be continue to raise with both planning sections and the housing section of the council. It could be a small development for some single applicants or something like that. It could be amenity, it could be a community building, it could be something, but at least do an analysis on the whole property, come back and tell us exactly what's there, what their thoughts are for it, because having land holdings like this sitting and doing nothing with them is not right, and it's not fair to the taxpayer. But I believe that in some areas where there is a community need, then funding could be identified, and in the overall interest of the public good, improve the whole area. And this is the sort of thinking that's needed here.